the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And after that, the angels were coming to him, one after the other, one after the other, one after the other. For 7 days, I was telling him what each seal meant. And what those seals meant is what produced you and I today. To come out of those denominational systems. He opened our eyes. Hallelujah. That's why we sing that song. God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Oh, praise the Lord for the original life. Oh, the original life and the original seed.
Yes, sir.
The original word is what I believe. The Son of Man
is revealed.
The seven seals. Oh, the original.
Yes, sir.
The original seed.
Our eyes of understanding.
Our eyes of understanding. He has opened up at last.
Yes, sir.
And to victory is ours. Who were chained down in the past. True jubilee has sounded.
Yes, sir.
And we have responded to our Lord. Oh, who's the original life?
Hallelujah.
The original life.
The original
sin. The original world. Son of Man, the seven seals, oh, the original one.
Sing it again, sing it again.
Original sin.
Oh, hallelujah, the original life,
original Christianity,
the original sin.
Oh, the original one. The original sin.
Hallelujah. I have not finished. I said he was vindicated. You are still asking. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Another scripture that gives us a key. In Matthew chapter 2, the Bible says that wise men from the east saw his star. Who were those wise men? They were astrologers. Why does the Bible call them wise men? Remember, Daniel chapter 12 told us that the wise, hallelujah, the wicked shall do more wickedly, but the wise shall. been busy studying all these stars. And as you study these stars, hallelujah, all these stars seem to have something, all of them in common. But suddenly, another star appeared. William Marion Braham. The light he was shining was different from the rest. All of them believe in Trinity. He came forth and said, there's nothing like three persons in one God. This one is different. All of them were ordaining their wives as co-pastors. He came and said, the Bible forbids woman pastor. This one is sounding different. Everybody is saying Reverend Doctor, Archbishop, Archbishop. He said, this one. A Christian should not be all those titles. They are not titles for the Church of Jesus Christ. Who be this one? He came up and he said that the Pope is the Antichrist, when all the rest are saying that is the most holy man on earth. Hey, a man came and said, that is the Antichrist. He was different. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All the other preachers say it doesn't matter. You can trust anyhow and go to church. This man said, told the Americans and to the bride worldwide, he said it is not permitted for a woman to wear trousers. He sounded different. And the wise were looking at him. He said, this one looks different. Who is this? And we began to follow the message. And we discovered that is the only man that brought us back to the Bible. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Seven church ages. Seven church age messengers. The seven church age. The last church age before the coming of the Lord. We searched the Bible. We saw Revelation 10:7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has revealed to his servant the prophet. Which mystery? The mystery of the salvation for the Gentiles. Apostle Paul explained it in Ephesians chapter 3. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is why we are following him as the messenger to this age. That is the star messenger, the light bearer. That is the one God lifted up for the bride to follow in this age. That's why we say we have caught the revelation of the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. We are raised up for the original Christianity. And that is why you don't see my wife ordained as a reverend missus in this church. That is why you don't see any woman preaching to brethren in this church. And that is why too, we don't have any headquarters anywhere. Every local church is a sovereign unit of her own, with her own local overseer. And this Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, is the general overseer of the church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that's why you don't have to go to a Bible school to bring you into the ministry. It is contrary to the scripture. That is why we baptize like they baptize in the Bible, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is why we don't believe in Trinity. We don't believe in three persons in one God. We believe in one God manifesting in three redemptive offices, as the Father, in his Son, and now in us as the Holy Ghost. The same one God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the message. That is the message. Come out of the denominational error. And that's why when you come here for your denominations, you will look initially confused. But don't be confused. You are in the right place. Just open your ears and line up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, let me use another 15 minutes to quickly make a comment. Now, watch it. When Jesus Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah, when Jesus Christ started his ministry, there are some things that he spoke in parables, because everybody was following him because of miracles, signs, and wonders. And so there are some things that everybody should hear.
But there are some things that is meant for those for whose reason he went to the cross on Calvary. And so he spoke it in parables. Things like baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He left it there and see them battling with it. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. See, they're confused. They're so confused. They don't even know what to do. And all other parables that are there, he made sure they are there in parables. Praise the Lord. But before he left, he called. The Bible tells us his ministry produced Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11. Let's open it. You know, we never open Bible since. But are they quote Bible since? Are they quote Bible since? But let's just read it together. Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Verse 9. Now that he ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Now, verse 12 is my emphasis. What is that fivefold ministry given for? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the snare of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. My emphasis here is what the fivefold ministry is for. It is for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body. That is what the fivefold ministry is. The fivefold ministry is the perfecting ministry. It is the leadership ministry in the absence of the Lord Jesus Christ. When Moses left, hallelujah, when Moses left Egypt, he led them so far, and when he died, Joshua took over, and Joshua went and positionally, he was the one that took them to the promised land and divided the land. You, this is your own. You, this is your own. You, this is your own. When Jesus Christ died, it paved way for the Holy Ghost ministry through the fivefold ministry. Particularly, the apostolic ministry was to cause the people to understand what Jesus Christ meant when he made certain statements. And more revelation, further revelation for her perfection. The reason, those fivefold ministry, it is their duty to watch, to ensure that the people are not tossed about by every wind of doctrine. Now, the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ was a messianic ministry that caused so much attraction. Everybody was following, but it was a mixed multitude following. Therefore, it caused the man, Jesus, to say several things for the purpose of separation. So that some people will never understand him. So that they will go the way it's written of them. William Branham's ministry was also a messianic ministry. Of all the seven church age messengers, he was the only one that had the messianic sign. What is the messianic sign? John chapter 4. A woman met Jesus right by the well. And then he said, give me water to drink. You know the discussion that took place. Hallelujah. And they were busy arguing, and Jesus right asked her, where's your husband? And from that discussion, Jesus right began to discern her and told her that you've lived with so many men, you're even this fourth one is not even your husband. The woman said, That is, nobody in Israel had that level of gift. Up to that time, that gift was reserved as a sign to identify the Messiah. And so the woman said, our fathers told us, if the Messiah will come, this will be the sign. And Jesus Christ said, I am the one. She dropped her bucket and ran to the town. Come and see. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Messiah we have been expecting has come. What did he use? Messianic sign. Why? Remember, Jesus was God in the flesh. The fullness of God was in him. The Spirit of the Lord dwelt inside of him. That made him God. Praise the Lord. And remember, that sign was with Abraham. Sarah was at the back side of the tent. God came in angelic form and was talking with Abraham and said, thy wife, Sarah, shall conceive. Sarah was behind preparing food for the visitor. And she said, God was here. He saw at the backside there, God. That man was God. I hope you know it was God. In angelic form, like a human being. Saw him, saw her laughing, and said, why did your wife Sarah laugh? Is there anything too hard for me? Sarah said, no laugh. He said, you're lying, you lie, you laughed. Hallelujah. How did he know? When this anointing will come on William Branham. Hallelujah. When in his crusade like this, when that anointing come, he will tell them, Hebrew 13 verse 8, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. He said, if he is here now, hallelujah, if he is here now, how shall we know he is here among us? What he did before, he will do it again. He will stand at the altar. He will back the congregation. And he will say, there is a woman sitting down, so place at the back. And he will call your name. And he will call your address. And he will mention the problem that brought you. And he will say, go, it is done. And then he will tell them, how can you doubt that he is here? He used our prophets in many a way to show forth his greatness in this our day. He never changes. He's always the same. So worship and praise him, and love is their name. Hallelujah. How great is our God. Oh, how great is his one. Oh, he's the greatest one that ever was heard. Oh, he rode back the world. The messianic ministry, the last sign of God in a monumental way before the rapture. Praise the Lord. Now. But multitude were following him. Therefore, God caused that man to also say some things that confuse some people. Why? Because his ministry, therefore, we produce another Ephesians 4:11. That's what I'm going to. This entire message shall produce apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. Church, when I came into this entire message, God brought the ministry of this man as I read those sermon books. There are so many statements that he made contradictory. I was getting stumbled. But God cannot leave us in confusion. I knew there's something about this man's ministry, but I just could not understand why he would say this here, he would say it another place. While I am confused, in the light of continuity, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I was wondering, what is this? Until I came across a statement that man made, William Branham. He said, the Bible is my absolute. If I say anything contrary to this Bible, you drop my own and hold to the Bible. I say, Otito. The man has freed himself. If you follow anything he say that is contrary to the Bible and you go off, now you sabi. But why will he say it? A man that said, come back to the Bible. Why? Because all manner of people were following him up and down. Of all that man preached, some people believe till today that William Branham was Elohim. Till today, some people are baptizing in the name of William Branham. Till today, and William Branham said it will happen. He warned the church. He said it will happen. Praise the Lord. We know all the trouble he went with them in Canada and the rest. They are here in church. I know I have met several of them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Until church, God led me to the ministry of another man. That one, God showed me that in a revelation, personal. He said that time I was in an intermessage church. They were as dead, in fact, deader than the Catholic Church. I'm in the manifestation of the Spirit. How can you say you believe this Bible and you don't believe in the power of the Holy Ghost? William Branham said that one of the evidence of a true church is that the gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, he said they will all be manifesting in that church. He said any church that these gifts are not manifesting, he said he questions that church. It cannot be a church of God. The Holy Ghost is not there. And yet there are intermessage churches that these gifts, if you say, like these sisters that prophesy today, if you say, thus said, they'll say, carry that, take her outside, take her outside. They will bind you, scatter you, and throw you outside. They say, there's no more prophet after William Branham. So let nobody say, thus said the Lord. You are wondering, for years, since the 70s, this intermessage has been in Nigeria. Why have you not had it until now? Since the 70s, all of them, little flock, if there are many, there is 20 of them in that church. Everywhere. Why? This one is holding on to this one. William Branham said, Brother Branham said, Brother Branham said, Brother Branham said. And they explain away the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost comes, they will drive him out. And I was in that type of church. I was grumbling. What is all this? One night, the Lord gave me a revelation. Showed me another American by the name of Raymond Jackson. Hallelujah. He showed me, said, follow the teachings of that man and you will hit the revival you are looking for. I will never forget that night. Shortly after, I came across the contenders. He preaches and sends them in pamphlets they call the contenders. And by that man's ministry, God upheld the ministry of William Branham, broke it down, more light was shed, and all those questions that I was asking through that man, Raymond Jackson, I saw it. That is why in our newsletter, you see us, we put their website for you to enter there and see whatever. The man died in the year 2004 at the age of 80-something years old. He saw William Branham. He was living in the same area with William Branham. He saw the message. He came out of the Baptist church. And while William Branham had his church in the St. Jeffersonville, the Lord told him to go and start his own church also. He left. But anytime William Branham was around, he would move and go there for his sermons, services, and so. He is a true live witness. Praise the Lord. And all the questions that I had, that man, Raymond Jackson, lined them up. By that, it made him part of the fivefold ministry for the perfecting of the saints. That man was an apostle to this message. The light that shone through the ministry of William Branham did not die with William Branham.
It continued.
That is the meaning of continuity message.
Continuation
of the gospel.
Church, listen. Give me another 10, 15 minutes. I will close. But you need to hear something.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Listen. Because I told them to record this message because I want to play it on the television. That's why I say, please let me round it up. I have a reason I'm saying this. You will soon know why. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This message of William Branham must produce the fivefold ministry. But just as there are true apostles, there are also false apostles. False apostles holding this message of William Branham.
Hallelujah.
And one of those false apostles, I know two of them are in Nigeria. One is in Songo, Rongo Road, Castle area. He said he's the chiefest of apostles.
Praise God.
He's the chiefest of apostles. That man preaches with Cain at the altar. If you come to church late, you will kneel down under the rain or sun outside. When he finish whipping you, caning you, you will know. And he said, if you like, say, I am Reverend King. Now you serve me.
Another one is Ashomolu.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's Ashomolu. 3 years ago, when that man started, I confronted him and told him he was wrong. He was false. Later on, some ministers in Port Harcourt, that was a very close friend of mine, close friend of this ministry, when I disagree with him on the same issue and some other issues that to me I felt were unscriptural, because of it, he got hold of some disgruntled members of this church, particularly one of the associate pastors in this ministry, that I decided to discipline for causing division among the ministerial board. I suspended him as a minister. And instead of him to repent, he ran out. And to them, so that they will gang up more force against me, they went to Shomolu. They are going to Shomolu as if it is revelation that took them there. It is not revelation, no. And then through him, and then they were making a lot of noise. There are some of you sitting down here that left here. You went there before. You go see what you see, you go run, come back. You are sitting there with the sinner. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My sheep know my voice. The voice of a stranger they will not follow. Anyone holding my sheep, Holy Ghost, they will come back. Fire will burn, then they will run and come back. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, that man, brother, pastor, apostle, I don't know what to call him. Amos is his name. Now, listen. Now, what is he posting up? He's saying that after William Branham, the person that held the light was Raymond Jackson. After Raymond Jackson died in 2004, the light has now come to Africa. The input of Ham. The light has come to Africa, and he is the light bearer now. Praise the Lord. I want you to note that Raymond Jackson never made any claim for anything. His own is to dig out the Bible and teach from the Bible. Dig out what William Branham said and correct what people are saying with what he said. That was all he said. He never arrogated to himself anything. It was people like Amos and the rest that were calling him apostle and chief apostle. And they were doing that for a purpose. For those simple-minded people, they were arrogating to themselves offices because they were reserving an office for himself. The man died at the age of 80-something years old. They knew the man would soon die or something like that. I don't know whatever it is, but they were busy preparing. When that man died, he is claiming that he's the one taking over. Now, he is able to bamboozle everybody that he is the one that Apostle Jackson, Raymond Jackson, said he will be the one to take over. Of course, the church in America and so many other people, they are firing, even in Nigeria here, they are firing him up and down. But my own here, listen, now my own, they paint them back.